Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
6 years ago, the Syrian government began formally calling on refugees to return, claiming that the country is now safe. On several occasions, the government also announced a general amnesty. However, warned Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN, the recently released report of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry, COI, contains horrifying accounts of arbitrary detention and torture, including rape and gender-based violence committed by Syrian regime actors and regime-supported militias over the first half of the year. These acts led the commission to report the regime's continuing pattern of crimes against humanity and war crimes.
The COI's report provides yet more evidence that the Syrian regime is not being truthful when it claims the country is now safe, whether for the millions still living in fear under regime control or for the millions of Syrian refugees around the world. The report confirms the regime has not changed and is conducting business as usual with horrific consequences for Syrian civilians.
The report ends with the ominous prediction that the human rights situation will only get worse unless the international community pays renewed attention to the Syria crisis. Indeed, said Ambassador Wood, it is a reminder of why accountability must remain at the heart of our approach to Syria.
Unless there is accountability for regime officials responsible for atrocities and other abuses from the bottom of the chain of command all the way up, the systematic brutality will not end. We urge all council members to stand with us in demanding justice and dignity for the Syrian people.
That said, we must also keep an international spotlight on efforts to ensure justice and accountability for victims of crimes against humanity committed by ISIS, including genocide against the Yazidis, said Ambassador Wood.
The United States stands with the survivors and will continue to support efforts in the Security Council to ensure accountability for the perpetrators.
There is no military solution to the chaos in Syria. We urge the Syrian regime's representatives and its backers, said Ambassador Wood, to stop making excuses and work in good faith to implement Resolution 2254, which calls for a political settlement in Syria. The United States will not fund regime-led reconstruction, and U.S. sanctions will remain in place until there is, at a minimum, authentic and sustained progress toward a political solution in line with Resolution 2254.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.